You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Becharos imo abris la seisesertz kanani hachite amoi va'prizima yebusima gegoshi halaseis lezaro v'tokimus rocha gitzadik ota. And we're talking about a hemshach of how Hashem Yisborach chose Avram Avinu. He selected Avram lafuke to the exclusion of everybody else. That is the essence of Avram. Keeping in mind Chazal that the very first name accorded to Avram Avinu is he is known as Avram Ivri. Writes the Menrish. Everyone is on one side, one Aver of the Nar, and he is all sequestered, isolated. That is the Galdus of Avram. To disassociate yourself, to detach yourself from everybody else in the world, and to be all alone, because that is the MS, that's Avram Avinu, that is Avram Ivri, Mida Kenegamida, Hashem is going to choose him, Ata Bacharta BeAvram, just like we are the Ama Nibchar to the exclusion of everybody else, Hashem Yisborach chooses Avram to the exclusion of everybody else. We mentioned in the past, Moshe Shapiro, what in the world was Nimrod thinking that I have to cast Avram Avinu into the Kivshan Esh? Ma'ich bat lecha. So what? You have one guy and he's a loner. He's a nomad. Just kick him out of the land and let him go ahead and go to his own country. Why was Nimrod so makbid that I have to cast this heretic that they can say, well, I have to cast him into the fiery furnace? What perturbed a Nimrod so much about an Avram Avinu's avoda? I explain to Moshe Shapiro. And Nimrod, we know, is Yodea Esri Bono Veneskaven Nimrod Bo. He knew his creator and he Bedafka wanted to rebel against his creator. So how does he Bedafka want to rebel? He knows, everybody knows, Dor HaMabul, what was the promise that Hashem gave to the world? I will never again destroy the world with a flood. That means what? There's a built-in promise, a built-in avtocha to the Olam, that as long as the world together is everyone, all you can't ever be destroyed. So Nimrod says, if I bring every single person in the world right now, atachas my shilton, tachas my shlita, underneath my kingship and my sovereignty, and everyone together is osik in the marida against Hashem Yisbarach by building haba nivnu lanu ir amigdal, the tower above all. And again, it wasn't just a tower, it was also the city. Imperialism, we own the world. If I get everybody under my rulership, then God has no choice. He can't destroy us. That's how we can rebel against it. Because we'll build the city, we'll build the Migdal, we'll gather everybody alive in the world right here, and this makom will all collectively rebel against Hashem, and He can't destroy us. It's all or nothing. You can't destroy the world, and we are the world. As long as there's one person on the other side of the river who's doing his own thing, Hashem says, no problem, I'll destroy everybody here and I'll start the world anew with this one person. What does Hashem tell Moshe? By Chet Egel, Brochus Lamed Beis, I'm an Aleph. Moshe, I'm going to destroy and wipe out Klai Yisrael and I'll restart it all over again from you. Explain to Moshe Shapiro. That's why he had to go out and do something with Avram Avinu. As long as he was Avram Ivri and he was all by himself, I could start a new world order from Avram Avinu, and that's Be'Avraham, Be'Shvil Avraham, Be'Hi Bar'am. The world was created in a sense because Hashem Lamaisa could have and would have created the entire world anew from Avram Avinu, and that's why they had to do something with Avram Avinu, but they cast him to the fiery furnace, and of course they're unsuccessful. So Avram Avinu, who chose to separate himself, now Hashem Mida King Amida will separate him, Bekum V'Yaseh, from everybody else in the world. Atahu Hashem Ha'Elokim. Hashem who brought the world into being. Hashem who controls the world, who is manipulating nature. He alone decides whom he wants to choose. And he chose Avram Avinu. He took him out of Ur Kasdim and he gave him a new name, a new beginning, a new world order. Vesavta Shema Avram. And replacing Nimrod, who was the Gibor Chayil, who was the Melech, who is the new Melech of my new world order. Vesavta Shema Avraham. Ki lavam on goyim nisatich. He is going to be the father of the multitude of nations, a multitude of peoples. And he will be the king. As we discussed last week, Hashem found his heart to be. He is Evan Naaman Karasalo, like Moshe Rabbeinu who would follow him. He was the trusted servant. And therefore, Bacharasim Abris, what is a Krisis Abris? A Krisis Abris further emphasizes there's nobody else in this covenant but you. Eishes Brisecha is the Lashon of the Navi. What is a wife called? Eishes Brisecha. Ein Isha Koreses Bris Elam. Misha also is a kli, Sanhedrin Chav Beis. Tosfos brings it in Ksuvos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. What is Eishes Brisacha? This is your wife to the exclusion of everybody else. Everyone else is out of the picture. What is a Kedushin? Kedushin al Beis Amud Beis. To Asula Kuli Yalmaka Hektish. The process of taking her is simultaneously assuring her, forbidding her to everybody else in the world. Exclusivity. That is Kedushin. That is a Krisas Abris. You're establishing an eternal covenantal relationship to the exclusion of everybody else. And that's Mamash the Hemshech HaDvarim in these Psukim and Nechemya Perektes. Since Hashem chose him and he made him a new person, he purged all the impurities and all the imperfections, destroyed the Avram of old after he emerged unscathed from the Or Kastim, from the Kirshan Aish, gives him a new name, a new identity, the starting point of a new nation, a new world within a world. He finds his heart to be an Evan, Emon, Memela. Hashem establishes the Bris Emo together with him to do what? To give him a new homeland, his own world, his own nation, his own place, his own Makom Eretz Yisrael. Right now it might be the Eretz Kanani, Chite Amori, Vapriz, Vavush, Vagigoshi, but in the end, I'm going to give it to Avram Avinu. Lasis Lazaro to give over to his children. And Hashem was make him divarecha. Question, of course, is nothing is superfluous. So why the double mention of Lasis? And notice how we started in Vacharosim Abris. Alasis Eretz Kanani Evachule. That means what? Hashem erected, established an eternal covenantal relationship with Avram Avinu to give him the Eretz of the Zion Amamim, to give him this nation, to give him Eretz Israel, Allah says Lazaro, to give it to his children. If you gave it to Avram Avinu as Yerusha, and it was part and parcel built into the Rishon Lezion, then Allah says Lasis Lazaro. What's this addition? Writes the Kuznetzer Maggid and a Sefer Avodas Israel. Zok the Avodas Israel, because you might think, how is it going to make us feel to know that everything we have is only because of Zchus Avos? And it's not because of our own Maisa. Hashem Yisbarach is telling Avram Avinu, I don't just think I'm going to give you a Yerusha and Mamela, Derech, an inheritance, it's going to transfer on to your descendants, to your many scions. No, I'm giving you a Gemaldika Havtacha. What's the promise? I'm erecting an eternal covenantal relationship and I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Kanat, and the land inhabited by the seven nations of the world, and I'm going to give it to you and it's Havtacha Gemura and it's yours and it will taka get carried over me door to door as Yerusha. But it's also Lasis Lazaro writes, the Kuznetzer Maggid, I'm going to give you a built into that promise that your children will eventually follow suit and they'll be deserving in their own right of Eretz Yisrael. So it's as if I'm giving a double promise. I'm giving it to you, Avram, and I'm not giving it to your children because they happen to be the Bnei Avram. I'm giving it as its own independent Lasis Lazaro because they'll be Re'uyim, Machmas Atzmom, they'll be worthy in their own right, and that's why I'm going to give it to them. That's the Avodas Yisrael. Writes the Sas Emes, different shot. He does echo that same theme, that we won't just get it b'schus avos, we'll also have our own zechuyos to be zoyche to Eretz Yisrael. Writes the Sas Emes, there's another reference here. Let's go to Shiras Hayam. Towards the end of Shiras Hayam in Beshalach, Perek Tes Vav in Pasuk Yud Zayin, writes the Torah in Shiras Hayam as follows. Tivimo Vesitaimo Bahar Nachaloscha Amochon the Shivtacha Balta Hashem Mikdash Hashem Konu Yadecha. When do we build the Beis HaMikdash? Well, first Hashem brings us into Har Nachlasach, which is the mountain of your heritage, which is Har HaMoriah, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim HaKadosh, the Makom HaMikdash. What's Hashem going to do? Tivimo, you will bring them Vesitaimo, and you will implant them on the mountain, the foundation of your dwelling place that you Hashem have made, which is the Mikdash Hashem Konu Yadecha, that your hands Kaviyochel have established. And the obvious difficulty is why the repetitive terminology of Tiviyemo Vesitaemo. If you're born to the land, you're born to the land. What's this new mention of Vesitaemo? I'm going to implant you there. Writes this Rasemis. Beautiful. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi in the Pasuk Mochon the Shivtacha says there are two Bote Mikdash. Azok Rashi Alpi the Mechilta. And the Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Pekudei, it's the Mechilta here in Parshas Beshalach. What's Machon the Shivtecha? Mikdash Shamat Mechuvan Keneged Kisei Shamala Asher Paalta. Hashem fashioned his own kisei in Gan Eden Shamayla. Corresponding to that kisei HaKovid in Gan Eden Shamayla is the Mochon Neshivtecho, the Mikdash Shomato, which directly corresponds to the Mikdash Shamayla. And it wasn't just two Bate Mikdashas. There was a Beis HaMikdash Shlamayla and a Beis HaMikdash Shlamayla. It's everything in Kedusha. Avram, Avram, Yaakov, Yaakov, right? The Nefesh HaChayim, the job of the others, and of course we ourselves as well, is that the people we are down here should emulate, should duplicate exactly the Shorash HaNeshama, the way Hashem fashioned us from the outset, our Shorash HaNeshama that exists Lamaila. Avram Avram is that the Avram down here modeled himself after the Avram up there. Moshe, Moshe, we don't even need a psik. There doesn't even have to be a line, right? Sechaim Eloshner, because the Moshe down here became an Ish Elokim, and Imamish became one and one with the Shorash of the Neshama of Moshe, Milamala. Our job is to duplicate a Beis HaMikdash Milamala, paralleling the Beis HaMikdash Dilamala. Once we do Averas Rachmana Letzlan, as the Nefesh HaChaim elaborates and Shar Al Perek Dal in the Haggah, once we do Averis and we destroy the Shorish of the Beis HaMikdash Lamala, once we destroy the Shorish, the origin, the root, the Makar, that Memela infuses all the metaphysical, spiritual qualities into the Beis HaMikdash Dilamata, once you destroy the one up there, Memela, there's no Kiyam to the one down here. Atita Sarosha writes, he didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash, writes the Tsar, Tchina Tachanta, he just took ground up dust and he just ground it up a little bit more because it lost its spiritual capabilities, its spiritual components. Once you destroy the Beis HaMikdash spiritually, then all it is sticks and stones, it's mortar, it's cement, it's garnished. Once you take out the Kedusha, because we destroyed Ayodeya Araveiros, we destroyed the Beis HaMikdash Dilamala. So, too, writes this Fasemes, then there's an Eretz Yisrael Dilamala and an Eretz Yisrael Dilamata. There's an Eretz Yisrael down here that parallels the Eretz Yisrael above. Writes this Fasemes, Tiviemo, you'll bring us to what? You'll bring us to the Kedusha of the Eretz Yisrael Milamala, and then you'll give us a key and you'll implant us. What's implanting? When you implant something, you bury it in the Adama. You bury it down here in this world, in Olam Hazeh. That's Sitaimo. Tiviemo is, you bring us to the metaphysical realm of the receiving end of the Shefa of the Eretz Yisrael of the Mala upstairs in Shemei Shemayim, and after Hashem brings us into Eretz Yisrael de la Mala, that spiritual realm, then the Mela Vesita Emo, he will implant us here in the Eretz Yisrael de la Mata. That's the double ocean, just like the Beis HaMikdash down here parallels the one above. So to Eretz Yisrael both from Kali parallels the Eretz Yisrael above, and writes this Fasem as that pshat in V'choros Ima Bris, Hashem made a bris with Avram Avinu, lost Esau's Eretz Kanani to give what? To give him the Eretz Yisrael de Lamalo. The others was Eichet to the Shoresh of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And the Lamalo, they got the Iker Shoresh of all the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Lost Esau Lazaro in order that we could then acquire the Eretz Yisrael de Lamata. They got the ball rolling Bishusam, and he also learns like the Avodas Yisrael. Bishus the others, they were able to tap into and be connected forever to the Shoresh of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael Milamala, and Amela through that we got implanted into Eretz Yisrael b'schus our own mitzvah samasim tayvim. We could be mamshich that and get implanted in the base HaMikdash and the Yatzol de Lamata, and that is the additional Lases Lazaro. That's the Sasemes, that's the Avodas Yisrael, hence the double ocean of Lases Lazaro. So then what happens? We're on our way to Eretz Yisrael. The bris was made with Avram Avinu. Nichlal included in the bris, Benim Sarim was, Vateres Ani Avasinim B'Mitzrayim, Aves Zakosim Shemalta Yamsev. So Hashem saw the affliction of our Avos in Mitzrayim, and he heard our screams by Yamsev. The culmination of that Geula. Why does this have to be mentioned? Of course, the Novi is going to mention this idea. Because the Goyim Esav is always going to tie into what? Ki b'yitzak yikar l'chazera. Hashem promised that the Kiyu, the Hemshech, the fulfillment of the Bris Bein HaMesorim that was established with Avram, will continue ki b'yitzak yikar l'chazera. Okay? So that means it's Yitzhak Lafuke to the exclusion of Yishmael. But Yitzhak had two sons. He had a Yaakov, but he also had an Esav. Esav can always tie into. I'm also included. I also have a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Comes along the Pasuk. No, because included in Bris Ben Hason was what? Was Vateras Ani Avaseinu Mitzrayim, was that you're going to have your children be Meshubad in Mitzrayim. Esav, you guys weren't Meshubad in Mitzrayim for 210 years, for the 400 years that where the 210 took the place of. You didn't have to undergo the Shibud. You wanted Olam Hazeh. You wanted equanimity and tranquility here in this world. You didn't suffer. If you didn't fulfill this part of the Bris Ben Hason, then you can't fulfill the actualization of the Geula to Eretz Yisrael. Memelo, this has to follow suit. So yes, Hashem gave us a promise, Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's Otzeiti v'Tzalti v'Galti v'Lakachti v'Havesi. Hashem's going to bring us there. And why is He bringing us there? Why nobody else? Because Hashem saw, and I gave you a promise, Avram, that your bonim are going to be Meshud in Mitzrayim. And I came down and I saw their affliction in Mitzrayim. And then I walked them through Yamsuf and I heard their screams. Their screams at Yamsuf? Orachayim HaKodesh. Famous Orachayim. We've discussed this in the Shabbos morning in various other contexts. Orachayim says, Matitzak Eli. Abister says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't want the Jews to cry. I don't want them to scream. I don't want them to daven. Asks the Orachayim HaKodesh, you're standing by the shoreline. You're about to go into Yamsuf. And now you're screaming, you're davening. Doesn't tefillah always work? Doesn't tefillah always help? Rosh Hashanah Tazayin Amad Beis Dalud Dvorm Korig Zardino Sholodo. Tefillah, tzaka. And it's not stam a tefillah, it's the lashon of tzaka. Someone who is tzoik believe that tefillah is always heard. And here it's matitzak elai. Hashem says, I don't want your tefillah, I don't even want your tzaka. How can it be Hashem doesn't want our tzaka? How could tefillah not work? Uteshuvu, tefillah, utzadaka, mavirah, sorgazera. So why does Hashem not want our tefillahs? Writes the Orachayim HaKodesh, an unbelievable chiddush, that when you're in a shas hadin, and here Hashem is meeting out din vis-a-vis the mitzrib, and this is Midas HaDin saying Klai Yisrael is not worthy. They're not deserving of a miracle. And Hashem says, I'm going to give it to them anyway. Tefillah doesn't work when Midas HaDin is sholeit. You know what you need? You need Mesiras Nefesh. Nothing will give you a salvation. Nothing will give you, will engender a Yeshua without Mesiras Nefesh. That's the Orachayim HaKodesh and Parshas B'Shalach. Ma Titzak Elai. Daber hela'am vayiso. Speak to the nation and daber, not amira. Speak to them, loshen koshi. You're going to have to use a loshen koshi. Makashit aleph, I'm an aleph to convince them. I don't care, Klai, so just keep forward, Viter. Keep walking forward. Keep walking forward. The yam didn't split. Ask the Orachayim HaKodesh. What do you mean, daber hela'am vayiso? Speak to them harshly and tell them, just go. What do you mean, just go? There's a yam in front of them. How can you tell them, just go? Right, the Orachayim HaKodesh, the only way Hashem is going to split the yam if he sees that you have such pitochen and such mesir. Nefesh, that you're going to go forward no matter what. That's what Hashem wants to see, and that's kufa going to be the trigger to bring about a kriyas yamsuf. I don't even want the tefillah. Midas HaDin is sholeit. Tefillah mi mamoki alev is not going to work. Ain't going to cut it this time around. You know what's going to do it? Only one thing. Mesiras nefesh with emuna shleima. That's what you need to do. That's dabar olam v'yisoh. You got to just walk forward. So the Orachayim HaKodesh is telling us it's not about tefillah and it's not about tzaka. So l'chayra, Orachayim HaKodesh, it's going to be shver. V'ezakosim shamata yamsef. Hashem, you heard their screams by yamsef. What do you mean? Hashem said, I don't want their screams. So we're not going to talk about Hashem hearing the screams unless we're going to have to say l'chayra alibol Orachayim HaKodesh that taka, they weren't davening. These are still the screams. As they're going in, people are screaming. Okay, whatever. Screaming, shouting, mechulei. And the Tanyanus and Azil and the Medrash say that there were fights that broke out. What really should we do? Not everybody was ready to jump into the yamsef. Said, no, let's go back to Mitzrayim. So let's fight them. You had four keto. They broke into four different groups. So there was a lot of screaming, and Hashem heard everything that's going on, and still they split the Yamsuf. But according to the Orachayim, it wouldn't be necessarily a reference to tefillah. So what did Hashem do? Titan osos amosim b'faro. He gave osos amosim to paro v'chol avodov v'chol amartzo ki adato ki ezidu leim. And the Meshach Chochma. What's ki adato ki ezidu leim? After all, why should Hashem give osos amosim to paro to kol avodov to kol amartzo? Why should Hashem punish everybody? Why should he even punish paro? Aren't we in the context of the Bris Ben Hason? And didn't Hashem say that your children are going to go down for a shibud? The famous kasha addressed by the Rambam, by the Ramban. What did they do wrong? Right, Sarman, you know what they did wrong? If Hashem decides it's going to be someone to be Meshabed, who says you should step up to the plate to be Meshabed? That's the Rama of the Enterprise Vav Vilchus Tshuva. Why should it be you? You decide it's going to be you, and that's the Rama. But writes the Ramban, and the Torah says what? If your Kavan and Mitzrayim and Paro would have been, we're doing this just to fulfill Hashem's Tzivoy. You know what? Hashem needs a nation to step forward to be Meshabed them. Writes the Ramban, then they would not have gotten punished. They would have said, we're the Shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we're here to go ahead and subjugate Klai so to a long and oppressive Shebud. We'll subjugate them to all this human bondage for a duration of 2 centuries and a decade. We'll do this because that's what Hashem wants. But they didn't say that. They said, no, we're going to subjugate them. We're going to make them subservient. We're going to give them Avodas Parech. They did a what? Bemazed. They didn't do it to fulfill the Zokta Meshach Chochma. And that's why the Navi says, Gevaldik. What's the Lashon? We have to be warned. We have to explain. Why did Hashem send the Osus and the Mosim to Paro, and not just to Paro, all his avodim and the entire nation? What did they do wrong? They were carrying out the tzivoy. Ki adata, because Hashem knows, and that's why it's ki adata. Why at ki adata, Zokta Meshach Chochma? Just tell me, ki yizidu aleihem. We know what they did. We felt it. We experienced it. No, because we don't know what the kavan is. Maybe they screamed in our ears and they whipped us and they beat us and they tortured us. They did it because, oh, we're l'shem shemayim, we're the shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zokta Meshach Chochma, that's why you have to add ki adata, because Hashem knows. Shenemar hayotza yachad liban hamevin akol maaseihem. Only Hashem knows. We don't know what their intentions are, but ki adata, you Hashem know. Ki hezidu aleihem, they did it b'mesed. They didn't do it to be the shluchim, the emissaries of God. They did it to be mesed because they wanted to hurt and destroy and torture the Jewish nation. Ki adata, ki hezidu aleihem. And that's why batitan osa samosim zaktim eshachochma, not just on Paro, but on kol avodah. What are the servants? They had to listen to Paro. What did the people in the nation do? No, they didn't just do it to carry out. It's the same way the Germans, Yimach Shmo Mezuchom, just following orders. They weren't just following orders. They were persecuting both in Prati as well. And Hashem knows their machshavos. And Hashem knew that all of them, ki ezidu aleihem, they all were doing it amazing. And what happened? Matas lecha shem kayamazeh. And it became a great shem, Hashem atzadik, vani v'ami harishoyim. Everybody knew Moshe was Godol Beineyam, Hashem Yisbaruch was Godol Beineyam Kaviyochol. Everybody knew the shame, and Amela, they're taken out of Mitzrayim. They make their way to Yamsef, and what happens? V'hayam b'akotel lefneim, v'hayav r'besuch hayam b'yamashol, and v'yasur f'hayam ashatum insolos k'mo ever ma'im ma'azim. And this is mamash lehemshach of what? Avram starts out Avram Ivri. Interesant, lefinias daiti, it's certainly not coincidental. The galus of Avram is that he's Avram Ivri, which means what? Everybody is on one side of the river, and he's on the other side of the river. Now, why not just tell me he's separate? No. What separates them is the river. That means what? I'm not even going to live amongst them. I'm going to have a river that's going to separate us. Lefinias Daiti, what's the actualization of the fulfillment of the bris bein amasarim? I'm going to separate them from the nations. And Kal Gevaldik, Hashem has a river. Has really, it's a Yamsof, has the Reed Sea. And now what? The fulfillment of Avram Ivri. Everybody was on this side of the river, and Avram was on the other side. B'schus that, I'm going to have a Kriyas Yamsof, and Klai Yisrael is going to be on one side, and everybody else is going to be on the other. That's going to be the separation. And now it's very gishmak, because look at the terminology. Vayomba kato lefneihem. The Novi uses what? The Lashon of Bekato. And you take a look at the Chumash, and what does the Chumash always say? Does it ever say Kriyas Yamsof in the pages of Chumash? Never says it was a Kriyas Yamsof. What's the Lashon? It's always Vayibakeu. It's always that the Yam split. And it's a Lashon of Bikia. That's a Lashon that the Torah uses. It's splitting, and that's the Lashon that the Navi uses as well.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
That's about the Yam splitting and a Lashon of Bikia. It's going to be a Bikia, and that's a Lashon of the Navi. So why do we always say Kriyas Yam? So the Ksav Kabbalah, Rav Mecklenburg is an Arichos, based on a miracle, what really took place, the difference between a Kriya and Bikia. But I saw years ago, and a sefer something tzvi. I saw it in a shul in Baltimore, and mamash just goes back about 18, 19 years ago. I saw it in a shul in Baltimore on Friday night. They were doing a lot of dancing in Rabbi Goldberger's shul in Baltimore. And I did my share of dancing, and then I wanted to learn. So I took out a sefer, and it was something tzvi. And I've looked at every Paris tzvi, Keremat tzvi, Eretz tzvi, every sefer tzvi that I could get my hands on. I've never seen this var again. But it was something tzvi. It was definitely not a common sefer. And he says, he asks this kasha. And he brings, and it's a bir halacha and hilchos Shabbos that actually talks about it, halacha lemaisa. In Loshon HaKodesh, the difference between a kriya and a bekiya is as follows. If I take one piece of paper, and I rip one piece of paper into two, and one piece of paper into two is called a kriya. That's a rip. You tear a piece of paper. Your korea, the piece of paper, that's a kriya. A bekiya is, let's say I took two independent pieces of paper, and I stuck them together. I stapled them. I taped them together. And now I break them apart. That's not a kriya. I'm not breaking apart one piece of paper into two. I'm taking two separate things that were stuck together, and now I'm being bokeh of them. I'm separating them. Hazok this sefer blank tzvi. And he says, Gevaldik, he says, the Torah says it was a bekiya. Why? Because Hashem says, in my mind, Klai Yisrael is not doma to the Mitzrah. They're the sons of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They're at Tzelem Elokim like none other. In my mind, when I split the yam is going to separate. It's two distinct entities that happen to be Ma'urav Behadodi by Mitzrayim. And now I'm taking these two entities that temporarily were stuck together, and now I'm separating them by the yam. That is a bekiya. That's Vatibakeyu. However, we don't have the chutzpah, we don't have the audacity to say that we were mamash independent, we knew that we were Ovid of Adazara. So for us, we don't have the chutzpah to say it was Bekiya. By us, we call it a Kriya. We were mamash just like the Mitzvah. Halolo Ovid of Adazara, Halolo Ovid of Adazara. Hashem, we were mamash. We knew that we were just like them on the Memtah Shari Tuma. And Hashem took us away from that one entity and separated us. We're only going to have the ability to call it a Kriya. A Kriya, Yavsev, because we hold, we were mamish like one paper, we were on the same page as the Egyptian counterparts, and Hashem split us into two. We only have the audacity to call it a kriya, but Hashem says, no, I see the truth of what Klai Yisrael is capable of, and Hashem's eyes and Hashem's Torah, it's called the Bekiya. Akoponim, the Navi goes with the Lashon HaMikra, Vayamakata Lefneim, and Vayavra Besuchayam Bayamasha. They went forward, Vesor Fayim Ashatim and Solos Kumo Evan, Bayamasim, and Hashem didn't just leave them on the other side. He punished them, he destroyed them. That is separating Klai Yisrael, the descendants of Avram, all the way to the other side. And thus we continue now going back to the Psukim and Bishalach. Vayosh Hashem, Vayomas, Yisrael, Yam, Mitzrayim, Yayay, Sos, Mitzrayim, Mesos, Ayab, Mamash, the Hemshech. So what did Hashem do? He wrought a great salvation. And he took Yisrael Miyan Mitzrayim. First we talked about Vateres on the Avosinim in Mitzrayim. Hashem saw the affliction. Now what? Now he saved us from Yad Mitzrayim. The Mepharshim explained from the subjugation. Whose hand is on top? Hashem took us out of Yad Mitzrayim. We're now our own nation, our own independent entity. We're no longer tachas l'shlita of anybody else. Vayai Yisrael es Mitzrayim. Mesas vasayam. Our enemies are gone. They're over and done with. No more Yad Mitzrayim. We now see Hashem's Yad. And not Stama Yad. Not Stama will be Yavodim. Tachas the Yad of Hashem. But it's seeing the Yad HaGedolah. Asher as Hashem the Mitzrayim. Vayir ha'ames Hashem. Vayiminu b'Hashem of Moshe Avdo. And now we believe in Hashem. And we believe in Moshe Avdo. That's Vayosha. But again, we knew they were not really worthy. We've mentioned in the past the Shemi Shmuel, the son of the Sukkot Shema Rebbe, and Yoni Rosh Hashanah Daf Yutes and Shemi Shmuel on the Moedim. And the Shemi Shmuel says, we have a Machlekes, was the world created in Tishrei, was the world created in Nisan? Come on, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Amud Beis, going out to Yid Aleph, Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yeshua is always stressing the month of Nisan, B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Nisan Asidin Ligoya. And his colleague is Bar Plukti, Rabbi Eliezer, is always stressing Tishrei. What's the Yesod HaDavar? It's a Machlekes, the school of thought of Shammai versus the school of thought of Hillel. Rabbi Eliezer is what? Alokei Avram Be'ezri. When is Hashem helping you? When you help yourself, that's Midas Adin. What is his Bar Plukti called? Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is Lashon Vayosha, writes the Shem Yeshua. What is Vayosha, Yeshua? Even when you're not deserving, even when you do nothing. We weren't deserving of being rescued. Halolo Abdeva Zar, Halolo Abdeva Zar. And still Vayosha, Hashem gives us a Yeshua. That is Rabbi Yeshua from Beis Hillel. That's all about Midas HaRachamim. And Rabbi Eliezer is from the school of thought, the Beis Shammai. That's Midas HaDid. Vayosha is, we weren't deserving of it. That's a Yeshua. That happened in the month of Nisan. Rabbi Eliezer from Shammai, the world of Din. He is living in a world of Din. He's looking at Tishrei. Everything happened in Tishrei. And Rabbi Yeshua looks at the Indian of Yeshua. Hashem saves the Jewish people even when they're not deserving of it. That's Vayosha. That's Yehoshua. And that is Midas HaRachamim, and that is Chodesh Nisan, and that's when the miracle took place. So Vayosha Hashem v'yomahu, and what happens? Az Yashemoshen, that we go into the Shira Seyam. So I'd like to close tonight with the following, especially working with the Surah Chaim HaKadosh. Following the train of thought, we started with Avraham Avinu. Hashem had a world, and mankind messed up the world, and now, Behi Baram, Ba'Avraham, Bishvil Avraham, Hashem starts a new world order. He destroys the Avram of old, casts him into the fiery furnace of Yitzhak HaZechover. You throw something into the furnace to purge it of all impurities and imperfections. He basically destroys the Avram of old, and he emerges anew, unscathed, and he's now an Avraham. He becomes a new king of a new world order, Avram Ivri. He's on the other side of the river, and I'm starting a new nation, a new people from him. It's the world of Adam Rishon that I'm beginning anew with Avraham Avinu. That's the new Haskala. He is the new Av, and he's taking over where Adam Rishon sadly and tragically failed. Adam Rishon was supposed to bring about the Geula Shleima. Had he gone those few hours listening to Hashem's tzivoy of eat from the Eitzagan Tochel Tochel and Mikol Eitzagan Tochel Tochel and Meitzadas Torenu L'Soch HaMedo, that Asay, that Losase, he would have bought the worldly day Shleimus, he would have been Mashiach, that would have been the end. He must Mashiach, take it from Yan right away. But what did he do? He sinned. And what was the nature of the sin? He's going to make Cheshbonus. He's going to make Cheshbonus, he's going to rationalize. Instead of giving over his will to the will of his creator, instead of being Mekai in the Mishnah, and Avos of Perek Beis, Bata Ritzayin Chalifnei Ritzona, of subjugating, emerging his will with the will of his creator, he says, no, I'm going to be like an Elohim. I'm going to be like my own God. I'm going to be like my own person. And he wasn't giving over his neshama and his rots and kokula to the tzivoy of Hashem. What starts that tikkun? If we're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and even before Eretz Yisrael, if we're going to be Zocha to a Gilo Yav, Zekeli Van Veo, Rasa, Shiv Chayam, Al Shoye, Cheskem, Abuzi, Yishar Nevi'im, we're going to be Zocha to an amazing Nevuah, and then we're going to let that Nevuah carry us forward to Matan Taira, where Matan Taira, Sugim, Bukhairus, Tafayim, and Beish, we're going to become like Adam Rishon Kol Machay. We're going to get to this level of everything is Hashem, a total, total bito. I'm giving over everything to Hashem. So how's that process going to start? We're no longer Avdei Paro. We're now starting a new Talich, a new process of becoming Avdei Hashem. So now Hashem says the culmination of the Gula, the moment when you break out in Shira, and you're proud of what even Moshe is, Aminu Hashem uv Moshe Avdo. We're talking about what it means to be a servant of Hashem Yisbarach. What's going to start it? The tikkun has to be an act of Mesiras Nefesh. What's the Mesiras Nefesh? I don't even want tefillah. This isn't about tefillah. This isn't about the Matitzek Eli. It's about Dabar Alam V'Yisov. It's about, I want you to do something and makes no sense. Think about Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon, I'm giving you all these fruits. There was nothing on the Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra that he could have needed. After all, it's not like Hashem made a special tree and said, oh, the best fruit in the world is going to be on this tree, and he's going to tempt Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon, what is it? Brachas Daf Mem and Aleph, it's a Gefen, it's a Teina, it's a Chita. He got plenty of Chita, and he got plenty of Gefen. B'nei Saschar and others understand they actually were all together on one tree. Even if it was a special tree, you had them all together, Lamaisa. You had your wheat, you had definitely Atena. There was no Chidish to Capri. There was no magical, mystical fruit that was on Eitz Hadas. It didn't make any sense. Terence says, what? It's off limits. Haman, the whole world is bowing down to you. One person, Hamina Eitz, says, oh, that's it. But I can't have anything off limits. It doesn't make sense. I'm going to do it. Over here, Hashem says, you know what the tikkun's going to be? If you want to get to the Darg of Adam Rishon Kodem Achet, then it's got to be what? Dabar Allah Avi Yisoh. Just speak to the nation and tell them to go. Where am I going to go? But there's a yam in front of me. Just still, just march forward. It doesn't make sense. Trust me. Adam Rishon, I'm giving you a tzivoy. Eat this and don't eat that. It doesn't make any sense. Trust me. That's what it means. Just do what you're told. That's an evet. An evet does what the master tells him to do. the beginning of the process. It's not just a magical, you get to Maimon HaSinai, now Paschus Yomos, and I'm like, it's a process that begins from the moment they left Mitzrayim. The Yitzia only culminates with Kriyas Yamsu. Hashem says, this is the moment. This is the test. What are you going to do right now? You think you're going to daven, you're going to pray, I love tefillah, but this is not the time for tefillah. This is, show me you're not an Evet Paro, you're an Evet Hashem. Nothing shows you're an Evet more than what? I just do what the Master says, even when it makes no sense whatsoever. It's Balta Ritzayin Chalifnei Ritzono. That is, Dabar Alam Yisoh, speak to them and just tell them to march forward, go into the Yam and trust me. And if the Yam doesn't split, so then it doesn't split. If Hashem wants you to go into the Yam, you go into the Yam. If Hashem throws Avram into a Kif Shanaish, you go into the Kif Shanaish. You just do what you gotta do, and that's it. And you don't ask any questions. Mela, who's the one to lead the charge? Sota Daf Yud, Daf Lamed Vav, who's the one to lead the charge? Nachshon Ben Aminadab. You ever wonder why is his name Nachshon? Saisura Moshe David Vali writes in his Bris Olam commentary, writes to Moshe David Vali Tamar Chavar Amnacha, you know why his name was Nachshon? Because this was the Koach that battled the Nachash HaKadmoni. Who got Adam and Chava to sin? The Nachash HaKadmoni says what? Adam, Arishan, you don't have to listen to God. You can be your own Adam. You can be an Elohim just like him. You don't have to be an Evid. You don't have to be Meshabed your Ratzin to his Ratzin. The Nachash says be your own person. Just like the Nachash is the ruler over all the creatures until the Klola came. He was the one. He was able to talk, the only talking creature. He was able to walk and walk. That he did everything. He walked, he stood up. He was the king of the jungle. The Nachash says, it's all about me. I'm my own God. You too can be like the Nachash. Nachshon Ben Aminadab is the one to say, everyone's clearing. Should we jump in? Should we not jump in? Who's the one to jump in? Right? Moshe Devrali, this is a tikkun. But that's all he writes. What's the Kavana Amuka? What is Moshe Devrali telling us? It's pushing what he's telling us. The whole chait of the Nachash HaKamoni was, be your own person. Do what you want to do. I'm going to daven fine. I need Hashem to tell me no. Just go ahead and be the ultimate Evid. And who's going to lead the charge? Who's going to be at the forefront? It's going to get better. Who's going to be at the forefront? Who's going to be at the helm? Nachshon. Who's the Nasi? The true Nasi from which Shevet? From Shevet Yehuda, which is Malchus. What's Malchus? The last Shevet in the world that's going to go ahead and do what? And jump in and give up. It's what? The Melech. I'm the Melech. The Nachash is the Melech. When the Melech, your own Melech, leads the charge and he says, I'm giving up my Malchus. I'm the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda. And I'm giving it up to jump into the ocean, into the sea, because that's what God wants. That's the Nachash, that's the Zel Umazah, that's the Tikkun of the Nachash HaKadmoni. When did the process begin? It culminated in Yam Suf. That's when we went and we were masaking to a certain degree. Hashem told him a serious nefesh, that's what's going to bring about the Yeshua. That's when Hashem is going to start revealing himself again like never before. Zekeli and Aveo, and so Mamash you get to Maimon HaSinai, the culmination of the Kriyas Yam Suf and Yetziah from Mitzrayim, and that's a whole new Madrega altogether. You Mamash get to this pinnacle of Dargis Adam Rishon Kol Lachai. But when did it begin? It began already by the end of the Makos. I saw a gematria that I was never omeid on. I saw it last week. And a Sefer Shar Yoshev. Sefer Shar Yoshev. I took it off the shelf in the office. It belongs to the shul. Never saw the Sefer before. I said, it's called Shar Yoshev. Interesting Sefer. Let me take a look. So I took a look at the beginning of Parshas Bo. And he's omeid on a gematria that never mamash hit me. Perhaps it hit you. The Yeshua started when a Parshas Bo. Parshas Bo, Bo, Beis Aleph, that's the culmination of the Makos. In Parshas Bo, Gematria 3, we had Arba, Choshech, Makos, Bechairos. Bo, Aparo is what? Rabbeinu Ephraim says, Bo is not Leich, it's Bo. Come, we're going together. Hashem says, now we're going to end the process. We're going to go ahead and meet out punishment against the gods, against Ra, against the sun, God of Achol, Ohim, Etzrayim, Esa, Shotamani, Hashem, Paraket, Beis, Fosuket, Beis. God is revealing himself. We're going to shut down Choshech, their God. We're going to shut down the Paro who believed that he was the son of the son, the S-O-N of the S-U-N, the son of the God. And now we're going to shut them down. Now we're going to start the Gula. It's not just starting the Gula from Mitzrayim. The Vilna Gaon writes that this was the Shoresh of all future Gulos. Notice when we talk about the Dalit Golios, it's not Golos Mitzrayim, It's Golus Bavel, Golus Purus Madai, Golus Yavon, Golus Edom Romi. And Golus Mitzrayim is not this set the stage for the whole course of history. You're going to have a Shibud. I'm going to take you out, create a new latest in Tzir Zahav, and this will be built into the Bria. Then once I take you out of Golus Mitzrayim, you now have built into your Teva, it's Mutva and Mushrash Bisochenu, the ability to be Nigal from all future Galios. And this sets the stage. When we have the ultimate Gula with Mashiach Tzidkenu, that's going to be what? It's going to be a Tzir Zahav all over again. Tzir Zahav was, there's an Indian of Golus, a Shibud. They were the most dominating Aryan race of the day and age. They were the greatest dynasty really ever, for the longest period ever. They controlled the whole world. Commerce, you name it, military might, prowess, everything. And what? Hashem took us out of them. Hashem says, I'll take you out of all the other Golios as well. I'll bring you down to Israel, and there'll be an ultimate Gola when you'll have no more Shibud Malchios Bechlal. The process started, the Gula started with what? With Bo'al Paro. And Parshas Bo, we got the first mitzvah, Chor Zalachem. Parshas Bo, we got Tefillin, we got the Oath, we belong to Hashem Yisbarach. Parshas Bo, we gave ourselves the Bris Milah, we're the Avodim Tashem. Writes the Sefer Shar Yashuv. Paro is Pei Resh Ayin Hey. And what's the Gematria of Paro? 355. What's the Gematria of Mashiach? 358. Bo'al Paro, Hashem says, now get ready, because the ultimate Geula is coming. Mashiach Tzidkenu, the Mashiach right now will be Moshe Rabbeinu, but there will be an ultimate Geula. Vayor Hashem Moshe, what Parsha begins the Geula? The Parsha called Bo. What do you need? Bo'al Paro, bring Bo'al Paro, bring Gematria Bo, 3 El Paro to Gematria Paro. When you bring 3 to 355, that's Gematria 358, and that is Mashiach. That's what sets in emotion. And Kayadur, the Nevesh Dovin and Parshas Vayishach and the Bnei Yisoschar. What is Mashiach 358? Gematria Nochash. Why? Because who's the Koach to fight? The Koach of the Nochash. That's Mashiach. Nochash 358. Mashiach 358. Esav, the personification in his day and age of the Nachash, who destroyed Esav, Chushim ben Dan, the Gemara Sotah, to give him an Aleph, Chushim, Ches Shin Yun Mem, Osios Mashiach. The symbol of Chushim ben Dan is what? The symbol of the snake? Snake, Zelu Umazeh, that is the Nachash HaKarmoni, and who is going to destroy the Nachash HaKarmoni, and that is going to be the Koach of Chushim Mashiach, and Melech Mashiach will come from none other than the base Yehuda. Memela, the process started with Boa Paro. Add Bo Gematria 3 to Paro Gematria 355. That's the Haskola of the Gula, of the whole future of the Gula. That's the cause. So who's going to bring us to the Ashlama? Boa Paro is starting with the culmination of the Makas. I'm taking out of Abdi Paro. But you're not Abdi Hashem into one until you jump into the Yam. Who leads the charge going into the Yam? The one who was not just representative of the snake, the one who is the Koch of the snake, the one who was the Koch of Malchus, of Shevet Yehuda, the Nasi from Shevet Yehuda is none other than Nachshon Ben Aminadab. He is the Koch of the Nachash. And what's the Tikkun of the Nachash? When instead of saying, I'll become like an Elohim Pumfaker, the antithesis is, I'm going to give up my life, my Atzmius, all of me, to the Ratzon HaBorei. That's Nachshon Ben Aminadab. That's Shevet Yehuda. That's taking your Malchus down here and giving up the Malchus to Hashem Yisbaruch above. That's Lashlom of Malchus Bo. That's the Shlomo of the Yetziah from Mitzrayim. That's Dafka Nachshim and Aminadov. And that's the Koch of the snake. That is the Koch of destroying what Esav is all about. Notice, nothing's coincidental. Why is the snake all over the place in Mitzrayim? Staffs turning into snakes, v'chule, in their world of polytheism. Snakes played a dominant role. But perhaps it's all over the place. It's going to be Le Nachash. It's going to turn into a snake. Snakes swallowing up snakes. Klai Yisrael, don't ever forget, all of this started, and all the Shibud and all the Golias, it all comes from that snake that messed it up. Keep that symbol in mind. It's got to be what? Bo'al Paro, you got to fight the Koch and the Nochash Gematria 358. It's going to be forward the Koch of Mashiach. Moshe Rabbeinu will start the process, but what? Even when you recognize the Galus of Moshe as Mashiach, or you're going to know as Vamina Hashem of Moshe Avdo, even your Mashiach is just Avdo, it's just the Eved of Hashem. We won't mention Moshe's name once in the entire Gedush of Pesach, except for this one very pasuk. The only time I'll mention him is in that very context of Bashem, Vaimino Shemosha Avdo. He is just Avdo. The greatest thing is, take the greatest Mashiach and make him the Eved Hashem. Take Nachshon ben Aminadav, and now instead of listening to the call of the Nachash of independence, and give over all of your independence to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Tikkun, that's the Hashlama, Yetzias Yisrael. Leave the snakes behind. That is going now to Matan Torah, and Emet Hashem Yisrael, Emet Hashem to the ultimate Shia Tzakeinu, and the ultimate Gula.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.